Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, host of American Warrior Radio, heard here on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock, Mr. Ben Bueller Garcia. The program is all about telling the very compelling stories of the men and women and our first responders, too, in the military who sometimes give everything to serve and support us, and that does include first responders. Good afternoon, Ben.
Good afternoon. How are things in Colorado?
Well, it's, that annoying daylight savings thing, and I was intrigued by your email when you said you and I are now back on the same time.
Well, it's not your fault. Arizona's kind of weird in that we don't observe daylight savings time, so it's always a challenging time of year for us. Trying to make sure we know what's going on.
Otherwise, we're just suffering through the Friday afternoon commute blues, and that's kind of our Friday around here. It's a little on the predictable side sometimes. How about for you, Ben?
Well, really good. Listen, this week on American Warrior Radio, folks are going to hear about a new organization. It's called the Second Mission Foundation. One of the organizations or groups that are kind of my go-to group for great guests and great stories is an online publication called the Havoc Journal. Great articles there, mostly written by members of the military and first responder communities. And they, Ted, the founder of that group, the owner of that group, Charles Fain, is my guest this Saturday. They've started a new organization called the Second Mission Foundation, whose purpose is to really help veterans transition to that next mission in life, whatever it might be, whether it's going from the military to law enforcement or heck, going from military to being a farmer. And a great new organization just kicked off. You'll hear that announcement on American Warrior Radio this Saturday.
Wow, congratulations. So let's dig in a little. Talk about Charles himself, his background. Tell us a little bit more about him and the original organization and why Second Mission becomes an offshoot of that.
Well, Charles himself is actually currently an active duty Army intelligence officer. The Havoc Journal was something that he was first involved with, a former Army Ranger as well, and the Ranger decided to get out of that business, and Charles said, I'd like to take it over, so he became the owner of that organization. And very often, Ted, when I'm talking to members of the military, particularly the Special Forces, the loss of purpose, the loss of their tribe, the loss of their mission is a common theme as they're trying to adjust to life in the civilian world. So Charles and his friends, his associates decided, well, let's do something about that. And really they've got two purposes, two angles on that. One is an education component and the other is a fundraising support component. And the education component I want to mention in particular, their very first event is coming up in Denver tomorrow, November 9th. It's a film called More Than Our War, award-winning film. It's showing in Denver from 4 to 8 o'clock at 2332 15th Street in Forest Room 5. And just some great, great stories from members of the military there. And I encourage your Springs listeners to maybe drive up the road to enjoy that event.
Absolutely. It sounds like a very worthy cause, and certainly making that transition, as you say, not easy for some veterans, and not every of the veterans are willing to ask for help. And that's, I think, probably something that all organizations like Charles's want to try to overcome.
Yeah, you're spot on there, Ted. So often there is a certain element of pride involved, and it's very good that in effect here, this organization, you've got warriors helping warriors.
Which is an optimal situation, is to have warriors paired and partnered with warriors. They understand each other.
Absolutely. And so I tell you, I've always been a fan. Folks can read more at thehavocjournal.com. I get some great guests from them. There's some great, sometimes tongue-in-cheek, sometimes irreverent writing there, but they're always to the point. And it's very good for civilians in particular to read some of those stories so they get a better understanding. And really, I see Havoc Journal's mission and Second Mission Foundation and American Warrior Radio is on parallel tracks as far as educating folks out there.
Absolutely. American Warrior Radio host Ben Bueller Garcia. And your program airs 10 o'clock Saturday mornings here on KRDO News Radio. We can catch it by podcast at your website as well. Is that right, Ben?
Correct. All the podcasts at AmericanWarriorRadio.com. Although, they should probably listen to them on the KRDO podcast site, too.
And we appreciate that very, very much, Ben. So once again, another program, another American Warrior Radio installment to look very much forward Second Mission Foundation announcing their standing up and formation and moving forward in service and support of veterans who are transitioning in some way, shape, or form. Ben, thank you very much for spending a couple of minutes with us today.
Always a pleasure, sir.